We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection. 105.7 FM, The Fan, Dennis Michelson, Lori Monroe from RaceTalkRadio.com. That means it's time to go in-depth with your NASCAR talk. And Lori Monroe, Saturday night, Kansas Speedway, and Kevin Harvick again getting the win.
Is there any doubt? I think this guy's just going to win every race for the rest of the year from the look of it.
How can one Ford team be so dominant in the era where all the cars are supposed to be so equal?
Well, obviously Ford has an advantage. Everybody knows that. But then you've got another advantage of having Kevin Harvick at the wheel. So you've got the double whammy. So look out, everybody.
Here's the scary part. Is Harvick's been able to do this despite his pit crew operating about it about 80% like they always do? Could you imagine if they ever can finish pit stops and get them all right? This guy would never lose again.
Well, they could work on that and just keep going. Like, where is it going to end? The problem that I find here, and that really frustrates the hell out of me, is the fact that Kevin Harvick can go out there and win all these races. What is he on? Race number 5 or something? And then this stupid chase playoffs, whatever reset formula comes along. And say they sort of have a bit of a sputter in their step towards the end of the year and basically erases all of the good that they've done. Again, another issue I have with NASCAR. So I don't know. The whole NASCAR thing, and I think we talked about it last week, this whole sale thing of NASCAR, it just looks like they're not even serious about it, and they start changing things. So again, you've got the guy who should be consistent and go out there, win, accumulate all these points, all that is wonderful. And then by some weird stroke of bad luck, ends up not getting the championship because of something stupid.
We keep hearing the rumors about the sale of NASCAR. And when I first heard this, I thought, well, this is some sort of a ploy to get a value on the sport for some other reason. I really didn't think it was serious that they'd be selling. But the more I think about it, and the more I think about that name Goldman Sachs being involved, the more I think it's really real that we're going to see it sold. If we do see NASCAR sold to another entity, is that possible that we could undo all the crap that we don't like in NASCAR and get back to the best racing on the planet?
It just depends who that entity is. And if that entity is somebody who actually understands racing, stock car racing, the history of the sport and all that. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens if it does happen.
One thing that I have found very interesting this year is we've seen sort of all the people within the sport sort of neutered over the last 5 years or so, where they're very reluctant to speak ill of the sport in any way. And once again, this past week with Cole Pearn and the 78 team bringing a big saw out to make some adjustments there after a crash damage to get the car back on the track. And NASCAR saying now, no, only battery-operated things can be used. Cole Pearn lit them up on Twitter. I'm really amazed at how outspoken some of the people within NASCAR have gotten over all these rules that keep being put in place.
It's about time. There's got to be a tipping point here. That whole deal with that huge cutoff saw, I think, is just, you know, where is it going to end? I don't understand NASCAR having to have control over every single wrench that's being used at the racetrack. And that big cutoff saw, I don't know. It's something that every junkyard has. It's something that gets the job done. But oh no, NASCAR has to speak up, can't use it. They're going to have solar-operated junk next out there, I'm sure.
it's something we've seen at NASCAR races forever. It wasn't like it wasn't like this was something new that a team invented. It's so funny the things that NASCAR picks to enforce and the stuff that they don't enforce. I kind of wonder who's in charge right now.
Well, it gets back to my point. I think I said last week as well. It's just like they're not serious. They're not serious about what's going on. They tweak this a little bit and, well, maybe that didn't solve the problem. We'll just tweak this a little bit. Now they're just sort of willy-nilly. Well, you can't use that. If you bring an orange saw, you can't use an orange saw. It has to be official NASCAR colors. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, if it had been Monster Energy Green, I think they wouldn't have gotten the penalty.
Probably.
Unbelievable. But again, NASCAR tweaking a rule because the teams figuring out that, hey, if I don't make it through pre-qualifying inspection and I have to start from the rear, I get to start on brand new tires. So NASCAR has now changed that rule. Now everybody starts the race on brand new tires. It is so funny to watch these NASCAR crew chiefs constantly outsmarting NASCAR.
I must be stupid because this whole deal of starting at the back, you've missed qualifying, so you've got these fresh tires. Who cares at the start of a race? Don't you want fresh tires towards the end of a race? This is what I don't get. Why is that such a big advantage? And I understand probably one or two tracks, it might make some certain percentage of a difference. But to me, it's nothing that anybody should be getting all crazy about, because to me, the start of a race, you got fresh tires, but you're at the back of the pack. So what?
It's a 400-mile race, for criminy sakes. It's not a sprint.
Very strange.
Very weird. Also, NASCAR vowing to get tougher on the rules, as if they can get any tougher, because yet another rear window collapse, this time on Kyle Larson's car.
Yeah, I'm sure death penalties coming around the corner for whatever happens next. You know, they say time and time again, oh, the next round of penalties will be very severe, and then nothing really happens. You know, it's just sort of like raising kids, I suppose. It's just don't do this, Billy, and you never discipline the kid, so he just keeps going. This is what NASCAR's done, and I truly don't know what the next step is. I guess you just send everybody home, to the point where NASCAR probably love to send everybody home and not even have a sport to have to worry about, because that seems to be the route that they're going. You know, we're gonna obliterate all of our stars because we say so. Well, that's the reason that people are showing up to the track. The few that still are going is because they want to see their stars, their sports heroes. But NASCAR, again, is still going back to the old adage that you need the sport more than the sport needs you. Well, that's certainly changed.
Well, folks, it is time to take a quick break. We'll be back with more NASCAR talk. You're listening to The Final Inspection, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to The Final Inspection, 105.7 FM. Dennis and Lori on a Saturday afternoon talking NASCAR. Lori Monroe, before we get to the All-Star race, this is sort of the halfway point of the NASCAR season. Sort of, you know, a little early, but the same idea. We've got enough races under our belt now to know who is doing well, who is doing poorly. Obviously, Kevin Harvick owning this 2018 season. But who is the biggest surprise to you this season?
Well, the surprises, in my opinion, are not good surprises. The one good surprise, I would say, probably would be Eric Almirola. But I expected him to do pretty darn good in that 10 car. What is surprising me are the guys who aren't having what I would say exceptionally good years. You know, you've got Chase Elliott once again not getting a win and just really not doing much. Then again, all of Chevrolet is having issues. All of Hendrick is having issues. So, you know, it's just unfortunate for them. But if you want to say just one bright spot would have to be Eric Almirola, I'd say.
Who's the biggest disappointment for the 2018 season so far?
The biggest disappointment? Gosh, I don't know. I probably because the expectation was so high, and that would be Chase Elliott, because everybody assumed he'd win. They had all these statistics out there. Well, his father finished second 8 times before he got his win, and then they start pumping that up. It's again, they're following that same bad script that came along with Dale Sr. and Dale Jr. All these sons have to mirror or exceed what their father did, and that's just so unrealistic. And again, you're seeing that placed upon Chase Elliott. I almost don't feel it as much this year as I did last year, of course, but the hype around him being in the 9, that has sort of faded away too. So hopefully they're giving the kid some space and let him just develop on his own pace. It's just been a little bit crazy with him, I think.
I've been a little surprised how good Ford has been this year, because they were doing a good job of whining before the season that they were, you know, second to the Toyota teams and all this. And my biggest disappointment this year has been Hendrick Motorsports. I just have not believed how bad the whole team has been, you know, relative to where you expect them to be year in and year out.
Well, the loss of Jeff Gordon behind the wheel, and then Dale Jr., and then bringing in these young kids. You know, you've got Byron, which, you know, still should be running Xfinity, in my opinion. It's just, it just doesn't seem as strong driver-wise as they have been in the last, how long? Last 2 decades, so... I guess it stands to reason. It's like they're almost growing. They're just like in a growing phase right now, or at a standstill maybe.
The other big surprise for me this year has been the lack of caution flags throughout the race. We saw it again. We saw it again at Kansas, where it was just about the only cautions early on were for the end of the stages.
Well, we don't need all these fake cautions anymore. We don't need the debris cautions that everybody was screaming about, because we have all these stages now. So they don't have to have these fabricated cautions. That just sort of tells you how many were.
But guys used to lean on each other and cause wrecks back in the day. And while you didn't, you know, necessarily tune in to watch the wrecks, you did like the hard racing. We're not really seeing the hard racing lead to any cautions lately.
Well, I'd like to really get in touch with a statistician, because I truly believe that these fake debris cautions really outnumbered legitimate, hard, yeah, you know, door-to-door banging wrecks as cautions. I really think that.
Now we turn our sights to the fun race of the year. This has always been the race that I said, if you're introducing somebody to NASCAR, get them to watch the old Winston. That was the race to get somebody hooked, because it was just all exciting right from the beginning. This year for the All-Star Race, all kinds of new rules. Listening to Kevin Harvick talk about this on Happy Hours this week, nobody understands what these rules are going to do for the racing.
Does it really matter for this race, though? All it is entertainment. This is all we really have with the All-Star Race. It just comes down to just pure entertainment. So, you know, sit down, have your popcorn, and as a driver, just go out there and turn some laps. Maybe they're going to hand out flyers before the race and let everybody know.
2 45-minute practices are all these guys will get a chance of having these cars on the track, because there's no open testing. They've taken the cars to the wind tunnel, but that only tells you so much. They can only do so much with computer programming. So with such a lack of preparation time for this race, I'm not so sure anybody understands how these cars are going to race. Does that affect who you would pick for the big race this evening?
Not really, because I kind of feel a lot of this year's been very unpredictable anyway, to a certain degree. And you know, this whole deal about these guys not really knowing what's going to happen, isn't that, again, come back to what NASCAR wants? They want everybody sort of having to think on their feet and not really know and all that. And they're probably going to, you know, if we had Humpy Wheeler, he'd probably invert the field. NASCAR wants everybody to show up sort of not knowing what's going to happen and just throw the dice and let her go.
It's going to be mayhem. Nobody's going to learn a single thing for how these cars are going to handle on the Charlotte track for the 600. So that goes away. All there is to win this thing. Laurie Monroe, who is your pick to win the 2018 All-Star Race?
Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney is a solid, solid pick. I'm not going to go out on the limb. I'm going to take a guy who's really good in these short segment type races. I am going to take Mr. Kyle Busch. Well, folks, that is going to wrap it up for the NASCAR segment. You're listening to The Final Inspection, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.